Hare Krishna. We head around the corner, you know. But that was memorable. And that really is our goal, love, prema, pumartho, mahan. And it's love for Krishna ultimately, but Krishna includes all of his expansions and everything is an expansion of Krishna, different categories of expansions. And that is what nourishes us, that is what sustains us, that is what attracts us. It's a spiritual principle that relates to Krishna, but it's a general principle, but it relates to Krishna, which is that a person will stay in that place where he's loved the most. Of course, the acharyas raise the question, how then could Krishna leave Vrindavan? Because the residents of Vrindavan loved Krishna more than anyone else loved him. So how could he leave Vrindavan? It seems to contradict the principle that a person will stay in the place where he's loved the most. Of course, it's an intricate topic. But the answer is that Krishna only apparently left Vrindavan. He did leave, but he told the gopis that, I shall return. But apparently he didn't return. But as Srila Prabhupada describes in the Krishna book, with reference to the previous acharyas, that Krishna was present in Vrindavan in his bhava expansion. So how Krishna is present, how Vaishnavas are present, is very mysterious. And it is not limited to time and place. We all experience it. And it's true in many ways and on many levels. It's true, as Krishna says, Naham tishtami Vaikunthe yoginam hridayeshu va, that I am not in Vaikuntha and I'm not in the heart of the yogis, but I am there wherever my devotees are chanting my glories. So whenever we chant the glories of Krishna or his associates, such as the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada or Srila Prabhupada's associates, they're present. But in another way, they're present in that they're alive and they can come personally. We may not have the eyes to see them, but we can feel their presence. And I believe I've mentioned it, but I'll mention it again today. I believe that Srila Prabhupada's close associates, especially Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami, are with Srila Prabhupada and are serving him in relation to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan movement, to some extent in the same way as he served when Srila Prabhupada was here on the planet, and they were here on the planet. And one example, there are many, but one example that comes to mind is the case of Bhakti Tirtha Swami and Tamal Krishna Goswami. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks before Bhakti Tirtha Swami actually left, Tamal Krishna Goswami visited him, or appeared in his dream, and told him that Srila Prabhupada is calling you, that you have done what you were meant to do, and you can come now. And then Bhakti Tirtha Swami saw that Tamal Krishna Goswami was crying. So he asked him, "Why are you crying?" Tamal Krishna Goswami replied, "Because I know how much my disciples suffered after I left, and I know your disciples will suffer in the same way." And so he again asked, "Are you ready? Srila Prabhupada is calling you. Are you ready?" And Bhakti Tirtha Swami replied, "No, I'm not ready. I want to spend some more time with my disciples to prepare them." So Tamal Krishna Goswami said, "All right, you can have some more time. And when the time comes that you actually do have to leave, I will send a sign." So thereafter, as some of Bhakti Tirtha Swami's intimate disciples have related to me, he did certain things to prepare his disciples, not telling them that that was what he was doing, but that's what he was doing. And one of the things was emphasizing the importance of their relationship with the holy name. Because Bhakti Tirtha Swami was like so sick, so emaciated, and his body was so racked with pain. I mean, he couldn't sleep. I mean, there was just too much pain. And if he was able to drift off into sleep, it was a wonderful thing. So one night, he said he hadn't finished his rounds. Yeah, the disciples were saying you should try to take rest. He said, "I can't because I haven't finished my rounds." And they said, "No, you've chanted enough. You've done enough for all of us. You should take rest." He said, "No, I can't." But finally he agreed. But then, you know, a half hour later, an hour later, he was up again. Felt he had to chant his rounds. So from that, the disciples understood the importance of chanting the holy name, of, you know, maintaining one's vows and chanting the holy name. And then Maharaj's main caregiver, well, they were a team, husband and wife, Ekavira and Rajalila. So Ekavira said, "Guru Maharaj, can I see you chant your rounds? Can you take your beads out of your bag? I want to watch you chant your rounds." So he watched him, and he saw that because he was so weak physically, he couldn't move the beads. So he would chant many mantras, but he wouldn't move the beads because he was too weak. And then afterwards, Ekavira said to Bhakti Tirtha Swami, "Now you've been so worried that you haven't been chanting your rounds, but you've been chanting, but you just haven't been able to move the beads." And Bhakti Tirtha Swami, like, thanked Srila Prabhupada. He was in so much anxiety that he wasn't chanting his rounds. And he said, "You mean all this time I've been chanting 64 rounds and I didn't even know it?" Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. But then, as Tamal Krishna Goswami had told him, there was a sign. Because none of the disciples could give Maharaj permission to leave. And then one disciple named Kalpa Vriksha, who was, you know, quite young, an American young man from New Jersey, I think, he came and he said, "You know, Guru Maharaj, you've done everything for us. You've given us everything that we need. And you're suffering so much, you should go." And it's like everyone was, they couldn't believe it, because this relatively young disciple, a regular American, he could say something that no one else was able to say, at least not with the force with which he said it. And he was saying, "Please go, you've done everything for us. You've given us everything we need. Now you go ahead and we'll follow your instructions. And, you know, you go ahead and, you know, prepare the way for us and we will join you." So that seemed to be a sign, because up until then, no one had been able to say that with such force. And then, of course, the next sign came. The devotees, I don't know exactly who, but as Rajalila told the story, you know, a devotee from Dallas phoned and said, "We are coming with little Radha Damodar to Gita Nagari. And then Bhakti Tirtha Swami commented, okay, you know, now the time is coming. So the devotees came with little Radha Damodar, and you know, Maharaj, he was really very weak and mainly just lying on his bed in the inner room. But for Radha Damodar, he said, no, I must come up. They should be in the main room. And so with great difficulty, the devotees brought him out of bed into the main room and saw Radha Damodar. There was kirtan. And along with Radha Damodar was a small picture of Tamal Krishna Goswami. And then it was just a matter of days, and he left. So we don't really know how things are working, how Srila Prabhupada is making arrangements, and how intimate disciples of Srila Prabhupada, like Tamal Krishna Goswami, are acting as his agents, or servants or agents, to help us on his behalf. And when Indranila was speaking and spoke about her journey, it's true. We each have our individual journeys, and it's sometimes they take twists and turns that we don't expect, that we don't want. But still, you know, the Lord and the devotees they're watching over us. Watching over us. I remember once, maybe 2 years ago, I noticed one of the devotees in the community like wasn't coming around so much. And I was, you know, quite concerned about it. I actually asked for Tathagata Swami, and I was thinking, is it a problem of faith, or what is it? It's hard to tell, and especially in Grihastha Ashram, there's so many demands on us. And then, but now I see that same devotee who I was so concerned about is back, you know, is here, very much here. And there was another devotee who I thought would have been here, should have been, or would have been, who wasn't here. And so I was thinking, oh, wow, that's not a good sign. You know, what is it? There's something happening. But I didn't want to have that thought in my mind during the program. So I offered my obeisances to Srila Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev, but he's Gurudev's disciple, so. And, you know, I felt I got the answer from him, you know, don't worry about it. I'm managing everything, so just, you know, don't worry about it. I, you know, we have our plan, and you know, just sort of, and then I let go of it. And then I saw that other devotee who I was so worried about was here, and I thought, well, that's just the way it is. You know, sometimes devotees have to go through things on their journeys which may appear to take them from the path, or they may stray from the path in a way, but at heart they're still the same person. You know, they're still devotees, and whatever service they did, and more than whatever service they did, whatever sincere feelings for service that they had are noted by Krishna and his servants, agents, representatives, and so they never lose track of that devotee. And they always look for the opportunity to bring the devotee back and make arrangements to bring the devotee back. But they may allow the devotee to experience some things that may be very humbling for the devotee, because you know, for so many years the devotee has been going along and doing a lot of service, and the other devotees in the community think, oh, this devotee's such a good devotee. This devotee does so much service. This devotee is so attached to Sri Gurudev, or, you know, Guru Maharaj, whoever he may be. And then suddenly the devotee is acting in a way that seems very different. But still, they're devotees. And, you know, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, the Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, you know, are looking after them. And there are many verses in the Bhagavatam that, and other places that say if a devotee falls down, he doesn't fall in the way that an ordinary person falls, but he will never forget the ecstasy that he relished in Krishna consciousness, and ultimately he will come back. But of course we want to avoid the detours to whatever extent we can. And we can do that by, you know, strict adherence to sadhana, especially chanting, following the regulative principles, and keeping good association with devotees, avoiding offending devotees. And, you know, love is such a motivating factor. I think every devotee wants to get love within Krishna consciousness, but sometimes it may happen that the devotee feels that he or she can't get that love from the community of devotees, and so the person looks outside or may run into something outside that. So if we can genuinely reciprocate with the devotees in a loving way, then there's less chance that they will, you know, either consciously, deliberately look for it outside the community, or they'll be less prone to, you could say, latch on to something that they happen to run into outside of the association of devotees. But even if that does happen, they're still devotees. And of course we pray for them, and you know, naturally always look for the opportunity to help them in some way to come closer to the association of devotees or to become more engaged in service to the mission. And in conclusion, I thought what His Holiness Ratatvaja Swami said was perfect. It's like the perfect conclusion, that although devotees appreciate our coming here to help them and appreciate Gurudev's mercy in arranging for us to come and help His devotees, but we also get helped by the opportunity to serve, by the opportunity to serve Him by serving His servants. And we also get help just by being in the association of so many wonderful devotees and hearing their wonderful realizations and having them remind us of Krishna, Guru and Krishna. So it's mutually beneficial. And one of my there's so many, but one of my favorite lines from Srila Prabhupada, quotations from Srila Prabhupada, is from a letter he wrote to a disciple. It's obvious from what Srila Prabhupada wrote that the disciple must have written him, that, you know, I'm dependent on your mercy, Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada wrote back, you are dependent on my mercy, and I am dependent on your mercy. It is, Shri Radha Kalachan Ji Ki Jai. I am dependent on your, you are dependent on my mercy, and I am dependent on your mercy. It is reciprocal. And this mutual dependence is based on love - Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So, conch shell's about to blow.
Here I saw my key.